Spring has sprung and you need to celebrate with a new MyPillow. With its patented interlocking fill, you can easily adjust your MyPillow to your individual needs. And now Mike's added brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you more comfortable throughout the night. Plus, MyPillow 2.0 is 50% off with promo code REGULARJOE. There's never been a better time to get the MyPillow 2.0 than right now when it's 50% off. You can also get the extraordinary Giza Dream Sheets starting at just $29.99. Made from the world's best cotton from a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, the Giza Dream Sheets feature a sateen weave, giving them a luxurious finish. We own several sets, and they are fantastic. And you can get them for a limited time at an extremely low price with promo code REGULARJOE. Visit MyPillow.com/REGULARJOE to shop the best deals on MyPillow's complete line of products and get the lowest prices when you use promo code REGULARJOE. Big stories coming down the wire right now, breaking on the wire, including this one. New York's highest court, now this is kind of interesting, overturns Weinstein rape conviction. New York's highest court on Thursday, so this just literally just happened, has overturned the rape conviction of infamous movie producer Harvey Weinstein. He was also charged and convicted of sex offenses in Los Angeles and sentenced to 16 years in prison in the California city for those crimes. And it just says, a developing story. We have no more info at this time, but is this a reflection? I mean, I'm no fan of Harvey Weinstein by any means. I think he was a scumbag, is a scumbag. But, I mean, aren't people hanging their hat on the conviction, on the decision by the judge that prejudged that Donald Trump was guilty, and it was just a quite with the Letitia James case, just a matter of figuring out what the penalty would be. And of course, there's the crazy woman that swears he raped her. She just doesn't remember where, when, or how, and what year it was, or anything like that. I mean, it just kind of makes you wonder what kind of Mickey Mouse operation the legal system is in New York. And this also breaking just now. I know a lot of you read the Gateway Pundit. I do as well. According to Just the News, the parent company, TGP Communications, has filed for bankruptcy protection. According to Jim Hoft, who is the website's founder, they are filing for bankruptcy protection in Florida, quote, as a result of the progressive liberal lawfare attacks against our media outlet. They've been hit with several lawsuits over the 2020 election and the claims they made. A former Dominion Voting Company executive has accused the Gateway Pundit of defamation, and two former Georgia election workers argued that blog posts accused them of committing election fraud, which they deny. Well, it doesn't really, I mean, most criminals deny, you know, most people are like, no, I didn't do it. It wasn't me. So we'll watch that. I'll see if we can get Jim Hoft on. I'd like to have him come on, talk about what's going on there, because this is, again, I've talked to you about this, you know, in many forms. I've certainly alluded to it, if not, you know, made it very clear. This show has certainly been targeted a number of times and continues to be solely for speaking the truth. People do not like the truth. For example, I mean, a Bloomberg poll, again, no friend of the right, yesterday came out with Joe Biden down in 6 of 7 key states. This after just the day before, the Biden regime bragging that he was gaining ground and taking over. That didn't last long, as you can sense, as you can see with this. More importantly, though, they published this poll, and then Arizona indicts Donald Trump in 17 others over the 2020 election. We'll get into that a little bit more in just a few minutes. I mean, I want to spend some time on it because, again, I think, and this is the point I was trying to make a moment ago, that when it comes to winning, part of this is you've got to fight. And if you're fighting and nobody can tell that you're fighting, you might not be fighting hard enough. Just put a pin in that concept. It's what we're going to explore. There's a reason I said it. I have some sound I want to share with you in just a little bit from Speaker Mike Johnson. Now, Donald Trump is a fighter. J.D. Vance, a fighter. Rand Paul, a fighter. Ron Johnson, a fighter. To some degree, Jim Jordan, a fighter. You can tell Marjorie Taylor Greene, a fighter. You don't even have to agree with them on everything that they're fighting, saying, or doing. But you would never look at any of the people I just mentioned and be like, well, I mean, they're kind of passive. They're really, they're kind of phoning it in, giving it a half-hearted effort. This is what I want to talk about. What does it mean to fight? People follow the action. They follow what the support, financial support, donations, follow people of action, people that get things done. This has always been the case. So we'll get to that. But first, I want to just talk about, you remember the story of the Gravina Bridge, right? Gravina Island Bridge. It was in Alaska, the bridge to nowhere. Proposed bridge to replace the ferry that currently connects a bunch of parts of Alaska, which contains the Kitchen International Airport, where they, it also serves a total of 50 residents. The projected cost was $398 million to build a bridge for 50 people. It became known as the Bridge to Nowhere. It was widely mocked. It was funded, until 2011 or 2015. They finally gave up. But either way, I bring it up because you had the Bridge to Nowhere, where it was great to just pour money in. Because after all, it's free money. Comes from the taxpayer. Grows on trees in their backyard. And in New Mexico, you have the solar power farms to nowhere. And here's what I mean. This is from the Center Square. New Mexico's Economic Development Department announced plans just this month to spend millions of dollars on, quote, energy transition, end quote, projects. No word on whether you have to cut genitalia off for those transitions. But either way, the goal of meeting climate change metrics and creating new jobs is what is fueling. It's the catalyst behind this. The only problem with this is that no one seems to know how much this will help in meeting those goals, the projects they're funding. According to a statement from the department, it's funded nearly $6 million for four projects that will diversify the economy and create jobs unrelated to the fossil fuel development or use. The projects are a part of an effort to achieve 50% renewable energy by 2030, 80% by 2040, with the accompanying targets for utilities and co-ops to reach zero carbon resources by 2045 and 2050, respectively. In three out of the four projects, though, spokesmen for the department admitted to the Center Square that they have no estimate on the amount of clean energy that will be created by the effort. So they're spending $6 million, and they literally have no projection on return on investment. For example, meaning they want to get to this, they want to reduce it 50% renewables by 2030. So in 6 years, they want to eliminate 50% of the fossil fuel energies being used. Well, don't you think it'd be useful to know that if we spend $6 million, let's just say it's a 6% reduction. It won't be, but that'd be way too high of a number. But you know what? Let's do this. Let's say 6% or 6 million rather, every 6 million you spend will reduce carbon emissions and reduce reliance on fossil fuels and the development thereof by 1%. Which means that to get to the 50% number, you will need to spend 50 times that amount of money in the next 6 years to achieve it. Now, I don't know that that's the actual percentage, but neither do they. That's the whole point. They have no idea. But if that number is correct, that means they have to spend $300 million in the next 6 years to reduce carbon footprints by 50% in New Mexico. $300 million. That, where's that money coming from? I mean, seriously, think of it. Is it going to come from the pockets of New Mexicans? I mean, is it just going to come from all of our taxpayer base? I mean, right now, according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis, New Mexico has a GDP of about $130 billion, which is, I mean, it's a sizable GDP for a state, bigger than some countries. So, I mean, but still, $300 million on the chance that it might work. Right now, though, the reason you should be angry and frustrated is they don't even know. They're just spending the money because they can, because they can award these contracts, and they hope that it'll work. According to the public information officer for the Department of New Mexico's Economic Development Department, that is, Bruce Krasnell, he said job creation estimates were not one of the required submittals of the RFP process. Experts say that it is standard in government grant programs, though, to have estimates for jobs created and measures of how they will advance the stated goals, like in this case, clean energy production. None of that, of course, being done. Now, Paul Jessing, he's president of the Rio Grande Foundation, commented on it saying, quote, New Mexico, flush with oil and gas revenues, is busy throwing money at all manner of green schemes, including wind, solar, EVs, in their charging stations and more. When it comes to wind and solar, there are usually at least estimates of how much electricity will be generated when those projects are fully operational. But alas, even that seems to be too much to ask of New Mexico's political establishment. Now, the Deputy Director of Communications for the Governor, that would be Lujan Grisham, Jody McGinnis Porter, she said she had her input on this, saying that one of the projects totaling about $1 million of the nearly $6 million has a 245-kilowatt capacity and says about the rest of them, quote, Indigenous farmers are integral to our state's fabric, and supporting their transition to renewable energy is a priority. The awarded projects, including Northern New Mexico Indigenous Farmers, Inc. Endeavor, demonstrate our commitment to empowering these communities and revitalizing rural economies. 245 whopping kilowatts. I mean, I'm just saying, you could get a lot of that by buying some incandescent bulbs, lighting them up, and lighting them. I mean, it's not exactly a solution. Now, remember, and you heard it when Jessing mentioned it. It was just, what, 6-7 months ago that the Department of Interior Secretary was in New Mexico, Arizona, irritating the so-called indigenous farmers and indigenous tribes that they claim they love and want to help and support, cutting off their revenues from gas and oil reserves, much to their chagrin and frustration. So again, you had the bridge to nowhere. Now you have the Green New Deal solar power to nowhere because they're just spending money blindly, literally blindly, without having any idea whatsoever what the return is. So I don't know. What do you think the chances are that in 6 years they'll have achieved their goals of a 50% reduction? Or will they have achieved their goal of shifting wealth from those that have it and those even that don't to the ones they want to have the money? Which do you think it is?
The Regular Joe Radio Show.